Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then simply stop by to pick up your keys.
Drive home a new 2025 Audi Q6 e-tron for $429 for 36 months with $3,675 down.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 9/2/25.
Yeah, fuck me, Daddy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yuck.
Oh, do you want a jerk-off instruction video with this voice? Okay, so first you're gonna take out the big, scary cock inside your pants.
Still my best impression to date.
I'm thinking maybe we should just like have that be the intro to the show now. Like,
yeah, no more me moaning. Yeah. I don't think people will listen, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think this would perhaps...
It does it trump it?
Is it I mean, better? It may catch somebody's attention. Like, now moaning is kind of like the in thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever, man.
It's snowing.
So welcome to the Screw season something. Why Eight. Did we do that? We shouldn't have done seasons for the new... like format. We should have just done like, because then it sounds cooler when you're like episode 42,
right?
When really it's
episode 536.
Yeah, well, whatever,
that's true.
Whatever. We'll change it.
We can do the math and figure out what episode
and
it
just,
actually
like, change
is
our
at
format
and change
immediately.
It. Maybe we'll do that for this episode.
I feel like people that are super OCD and like organization could not handle our shit, because like they would be like, oh my god, this is so disorganized.
They're definitely not listening to our conversations either, because they would give them like anxiety, probably.
Yeah,
if.
True. See, I don't want, not all OCD. I just mean, like, that flavor OCD. I don't mean to say... I'm OCD in certain ways, so obviously, like, we all have our shit. But I'm just saying, like, there's certain people probably couldn't handle me at all because of how, like, all over the place I am.
I mean, that's what makes it, like, fun. We never know what's gonna happen next.
So, alright. I know you have some pretty good stories to talk about.
I do.
Involving some... gangbang Rooney situation, if you want to talk about it, but if not,
that's
I'm just gonna blow up your spot.
Nice.
But also, I wanted to talk to you about your experience at the what's the name of it?
Decadence.
At Decadence, the pansexual BDSM party that you went to.
The all-inclusive one, yes.
Yes, and then I'm sorry, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
I don't.
Not,
think
it's
that,
not pansexual.
I
it's
think
all
they
inclusive.
Just call it
all-inclusive. Sorry, I just in my brain lumped it in with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would also like to talk to you about some other stuff, but first I want to tell you something I did this week, which wasn't even sexy. I didn't do sexy stuff.
You didn't?
I did sex. Oh no, I actually
you
had
did
really
the sex.
Good sex. I had really good sex. However, one thing, I did have really good sex. That shit was dope. But anyway, so.
Nice.
One thing I did do is I found... I found out the definition of a little thing called genital gangrene.
What?
Have you heard of this?
I mean, I know what genitals are, and I know what gangrene is. So.
Okay, so, like, there was, you know, those
commercials. But I've never heard of the
two. You know
two.
Those commercials that are like, are you a victim of talcum powder? Johnson & Johnson recently showed studies that link talcum powder to cancer because they use asbestos in the powder that you put on your choo-choo. You know what I mean? Like those commercials.
Yeah, those kind of commercials.
You know, you're eligible for however much money. It was one of those, and it was like, has your diabetes medication created genital gangrene? Yo, so then I was like, fuck, man, I don't know what this is. I don't know what...
Okay.
There's a word out there called genital something, and I don't know the definite... I don't know what this is. So obviously, I know... what gangrene is, but I don't really... So I just don't know, like, what, why, how, why. So then I look it up, and then, holy lord, yeah. The pictures. Don't Google it. Do not Google.
So my guess is it's the skin cells dying, and like, so there's a thing. Diabetic foot is a very
real kind and of like, problem. So holy lord, if you have diabetes, bless your fucking soul, because you already have to take so much medicine. You have to go through so much stuff. Like, I cannot even. Like, my heart goes out to those people. And then there's a thing that you have to worry about. Genital fucking gangrene.
What medication did they say caused it?
It didn't say. I think it said, it does your diabetes medicine.
Yeah.
Or, like, something like that. Like, it was, like, it starts at the perineum. And then it's, like, hold on. What I wanted to talk about is not that diabetes medicine causes this, because obviously that's not something I would want to, like, bring light to, because, like, if you have diabetes, you don't know that you could potentially get that, so, like, it's something to be careful, like, pay attention to the medicines and the studies and all that. But the other thing is, this could be caused by other things. One of the things that it was caused by was excessive masturbation with a certain soap that a kid was using. He was jerking off so much with one specific type of soap that it ate away at his fucking skin. He had to have skin grafts on his car.
That's why I'm not, when people are like, oh, here's the conditioner or some kind of garbage to jerk off with, I'm like, no, thank you.
So, yeah, like, that's a disclaimer. Like, you need to, obviously, if you can't prevent something like this because you're on a medicine that has, you know, I'm not talking to you, but to the rest of the people out there, like, you always should know what the fuck you're using. Yeah, I don't care. Absolutely. Listen, people think about their dicks, they're like, yo, it's a piece of sponge. It's just skin. It's like if you were to, like, use, like, this, like, soap on your arm, right? No. It's a completely different.
You're making my genitals,
it's a completely
like,
different
right
type.
Now.
All of genitalia is so much more sensitive than your regular ass skin. You cannot just use anything you want on it. You have to be careful.
Your regular ass skin?
Yeah, that too. Your ass skin is also sensitive. You can't be doing that kind of stuff. You have to, like, really pay attention. So, like, seriously, if you're using certain products to jerk off with and they're not pre-approved, they're not like a water-based lubricant or something that is like made for your fucking cock, you need to do research, because that shit's nasty. You do not want that shit. Oh my god. Google it. The pictures are with me forever. One looks like a rotten banana.
You want that stuff to be able to work forever. Yeah, or man. For as long as possible.
Dude, that shit was crazy. That was fucking crazy.
Treat your genitals.
But to change the subject really quick, so... Yeah, I had good sex. Was there anything notable? Yeah, I don't know.
Is this turning into a weekly review of the sex we've had?
I feel like we all... People want to know. They have a right to know!
You are the people's champ. That doesn't mean you're a public
figure.
Well,
I did cut a promo on my pussy last weekend, and Val Venus got shoved into my titties, which was fun. And I got on my knees for him in the ring. But there's no footage of it anywhere, so that's a bummer.
Well,
I really just wanted the one piece where, like, I got on my knees, and it was just so fucking... The timing was so funny. And because he didn't know I was going to do it. It was like the Gemini Jameson promo. I kind of like shouted to that and like got on my knees like after he did like the hey lady, you know.
Nice.
And like, of course, no one has like footage of it.
We should reenact that. Like, you're really good at reenacting cunning promos. Like, I'm still watching that.
Sensational Sherry, happy birthday, Macho King.
Oh, right. Is it today?
It's his birthday, yeah.
It's today. All right. Rock and roll.
All right, well, I'm done with my stories of the week. You?
Wait, so there's nothing notable about the sex? Like, not a new move or something like...
Oh, I did do this. I'm disgusting.
I know. I love that you're snacking.
I forgot that we were on a podcast. I just started
eating. See, you made fun of me the last time I did that.
That's true. But that's because you stopped paying attention to me. At least I'm so entwined with our conversation that I forgot.
That's true.
What was I saying? Oh no, one thing I did do is I side rode. Like, you know, like when you're having like sort of morning lazy sex, like on your side.
Yeah.
Like spooning position. Well, I was like not about that life, but also still too lazy to get up and ride. So I would just I levitated from the bed and still kind of like rode it sideways.
Levitated?
I don't know how I did. I kind of like wrapped my legs in like a way to like. Obviously, like, there was one foot anchoring me to the bed
still.
Oh, you were,
like, elevating
But I was elevated
anger.
From, to, like, make, because there's like it doesn't fit perfectly in at that angle right. unless you really kind of contort yourself. So I like elevated my side road kind of.
Yeah.
Like kinda, like reverse cowgirl sideways.
Got it.
That doesn't make sense.
So you're like right. So what kind of curve like were you contending with?
Straight.
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, because so you had to wear that down, in, right? The up and down motion, right? Got it. Yeah. As opposed to like the right.
just like kind of laying there and taking it.
Yeah, which is fine, but
it is fine. Fascinating.
I'm not like a big morning sex person, so I try to get it over with.
Absolutely.
And I know it's not going to happen if I'm like slow motion fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't have. I mean, sometimes it happens. Like, I did have slow motion sex the night before. Like, after I had fast sex, and that was really sick for some reason. It was, like... But I was also extra... Like, my senses were heightened because yeah. I had just fucked. So, like, it was really slow. I was, like, I pumped the dick of cum. You know? Like, you know when you feel like you, like, pumped it
clean?
Oh,
yeah, like, yeah,
there ain't no semen left in there, bitch!
Well, you've gotten, like, quite the reward for your
Yeah,
efforts.
You just, like, you feel... And, like, you hear it in their voice. And, like, their whole body collapses. And you're just like, yeah, I took that. Or fucking shucked it out. You know what I mean? My yeah. vacuum cleaner cunt.
Wow. You're yeah. constantly coining new like hashtags.
It's stupid. Why don't I work in marketing? Like, that's I don't stupid. Understand. Oh, because I went to school for English.
Vacuum cleaner cunt. Like, I'm trying to think, like, there's got to be some cross-marketing of two industries available in that.
Well, hashtag. I am a dirty bitch and, like, dirt devil. We can make those work.
Dirt devil, you should expand it to new markets.
Yeah, exactly.
Sponsor the Screw Podcast.
Vacuum clean my cunt.
We'll wear like little shirts with your logos on it. Oh wait, we're a podcast.
I actually am looking at my Dirt Devil vacuum right now, so like no shit talk to Dirt Devil. What's up? I'd be sponsored by you.
I swear by mine.
You have great suction. Your little stick.
Yeah.
STIK. First of all, spelled adorable. Loves it.
Yeah.
It's is spelled
that the
stick.
One is that the one that I have too?
Yeah. We got stick too.
We both have sticks.
Yeah. We got them Dirty Devil sticks.
You know what I'm saying?
I was gonna stop eating on this thing.
Well, while you're chewing, I should talk about decadence a little bit, I guess. Or no. Should I?
It's up to you.
Well, that's true. Well, so let me say this. Like, because I definitely owe the folks there. Like, I wanted to kind of, like, write them something nice. Like, a more, like, kind of formal, like, you know, kind of line by line how I interacted with the experience. But I don't, you know, necessarily want to do that here. But I think... You know, that those folks will take you on a very intriguing journey, and I think they're all very capable of taking the people that come and participate on those journeys. And for myself, it was a really interesting combination of getting a broader introduction to more people that are into BDSM lifestyle, mm-hmm. and like... To also kind of see it played out, you know, so this was their party, and, you know, it's kind of a great setup. You go there, there's equipment like St. Andrew's Cross, and, like, I'm going to call them spanking stations because I can't remember the total. And then, like, there's a bunch of, like, paddles that participants can use. There's a coke check, there's a social area.
Oh, so you don't have to, like, come with your own toys.
No, but... People did, which was very
but
cool.
But you can also come with your own toys, which yeah. is cool. That sounds I didn't know that. So
yeah,
cool.
And I will say that, you know, that every effort, especially for, like, people that were new, there was a lot of effort, especially by the people that run the joint. Shout out to Kat and her team there for, like, making, you know, definitely recognizing when a person is new and knowing that it's a good thing to talk to them, you know, and engage them. Because I think in these circles, like, you know, I myself, like... You know, I was a little unsure of, like, the etiquette or, like, you know, what this is supposed to feel like and seem like. You know, like, because we had talked to these people, we kind of had an understanding of what they were about, which was right. great. It definitely made me not nervous in that way.
Is it fair to say, though, that, like, it's the experience is up to you, right? Like, you were
absolutely.
You were, like, curious, like, what should my experience look like? But at right. the end of the day, it was more about... each individual person's experience being
yeah.
tailored to whatever
there is definitely no obligation to participate, which is great. There
okay, so there's voyeurs.
The scene is
is there anyone there that actually just goes to watch?
I mean, I don't know because I haven't been to enough And I didn't think to ask that particular question. I mean, I can say, based on my observations, that I saw people that were observing without participating. And, like, I didn't stay for the full length of the party, in full disclosure.
Well, that's cool. That's good to know. So, like, if you want to go and watch just to get a feel for what it's about, just to have a better understanding of BDSM in general, you have no obligation to, like, have anything done to you, do anything to anyone else, have any kind of play. Like, you don't have to do anything and not feel awkward.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in a lot of spaces, sure, they say it's a safe space, right? And they say it's a judgment-free zone as long as you follow these respect rules. But then if you were to show up and only voyeur, for example, they might judge you for that. or think you're creepy or something. So it's good to know that this place is truly, you know, open to whatever level of deviance whatever level of, you know, open-mindedness you want to go there with, whether you want to be somebody's play partner or not, you can go and not feel like you're being, like, looked at weird.
I think consent culture was definitely at rule there. I also recognize that it probably takes them a lot of effort to make sure that those things are falling in the way that they're trying to facilitate them to fall. You know, I think that what was kind of refreshing and maybe obvious is that, like, it was, like, pretty typical in terms of, like, a social group getting together. Like, you know, people recognize, oh, there's somebody new here. And I think the expectations for you are different, that you are perhaps going to sit there and watch more. Like, look, these things, in my head, my side critique is just like, these things are only as strong as the participation. Like,
right. Right. So, you know, Kat and team has set up this wonderful space, and as long as the participation stays chill,
right,
and stays, like,
yeah,
good and right, it's going
to
be
yeah. I will space. Say, if anybody decides to go, that, like, I think it's worth trying to participate. I did decide to participate. I didn't think I would necessarily, or didn't.
Could I ask you, like, you don't have to go into detail, but what did you participate in?
I was asked by Master Joshua if I would, like, do a flogging thing, you know? And you know, I had been thinking, I had been there for a few hours kind of contemplating, like, you know, if this scenario comes up, or if somebody there asks, you know, because I definitely witnessed while I was there people asking if they wanted to do a scene with them as such, like, play out, you know, do a little bit of play on one of the, you know, like, with the equipment and stuff, like, mm-hmm. either go through, you know, because there are other people there that were also kind of trained, if you will, to do other things like fire and things like that. Yeah. And other people came there just to use the equipment and, like, to be, I guess, voyeured and to be exhibitionists in their own right. So
people can go there, say, with their partner.
Yep.
And use the equipment, get watched, if you like doing, you know, if you're, I don't want to say if you're into that, because you could be into it or not, it doesn't matter, but, like, you're okay with being watched, I should say, and you could leave after.
Yeah, and hey, look.
That's cool. I mean, it's really cool that you can participate on, like, whatever level, you know?
Yeah, and the space was respectful. Look, I will say that, like, there was a moment where I felt, you know, pretty vulnerable and exposed, and I kind of looked around, and what I will say everybody was very good at was either portraying, like, a positive, like, face or, like, a neutral face. And, like, nobody there had, like, sourpuss or judgy face or any of that. And I thought that is actually a remarkable thing, a thing to remark on, because that means that the people who are running this place have, like, gotten some sort of message through to people that, like, you're really trying to have a spot where people can get in the mindset, can be vulnerable on these levels,
right,
can be exposed on these levels, and have a good time doing it.
Right.
And I noticed a lot of exhilaration in myself. Like, I had a very emotional experience with it, and, like, I kind of figured I would because of, like, the time and space I am in my life. And I wanted to have that experience.
Well,
you know?
Like, you've been flogged by him before. You were flogged beyond your normal threshold, correct?
This time, yeah. It was
what stopped you from putting up your hand and saying no and saying stop?
There became a point where it was a personal challenge.
Okay.
You know, like, and I recognize that for myself, the way I was seeing the relationship with the Dom, in this case Master Joshua, was that my body was going to, like, instruct on some level on how much more I could handle.
Okay.
And I think, you know, rightly so, because I'm an experience that there would, like, came a point where, like, he decided we were done, and, like, I would probably agree that it was a good point, because right. I kind of was, like, butter, like, at that point, yeah. you know? And that the challenge at that point was really just being, like, you know, I don't want to put my hand up. You know, it was a simple challenge of, like, you know, I could tap out. Like, I felt like during our demo, like, I kind of tapped out, like, one flog early, if you will. Right. So in this case, I was like, I'm not going to tap out. I don't want to put my hand up. Like,
what do you think that did for you mentally and physically?
Well,
if you don't mind.
Yeah. I mean, physically and mentally, it felt like a release. I mean, I know it's a very generic word, but when, like, maybe, like, terms like exhale, you know, that like, feeling you get when, like, you're exhaling, but, like, it actually works.
So it's like when you have all of the tension built up in your shoulders and someone can, like, see yeah. it, and then you get it all massaged the fuck out.
Yeah.
And then for the first time in fucking weeks, you can put your shoulders down. Like, that kind of feeling. Like, well, that just, like, relief of, like,
yeah.
all your tenseness is gone. Like, just something like that, kind of.
Well, yeah. And there's this strange thing that I guess happens because of this, the way one goes about this, is that, like, it allowed me to kind of just, I hate this term because, like, religious people use it all the time, kind of, like, this offer it up idea that I was putting part of this in, like, in the Dom's hands and saying, this is this issue I have, and, like, I'm here to present it for you to work on. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, it's obviously, it's such a, like, I don't want to say strange, I want to say kind of, like, non-typical way to deal with, like, these kind of things, but, you know, why not? Like, on some level, I mean, we have already strange attachments and hang-ups to our body, connected to our sexuality, connected to our everyday social, like, abilities and our ways that we flirt and the ways that we're comfortable with ourselves. I mean, I buy that, like, this is definitely a component, like, of something, especially for me. Is it for everybody? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like everyone should try a light BDSM yeah. something sometime.
I mean, would I...
With someone they can trust to handle yeah. and, like, take care of what their right. needs before, during, and after. Obviously, right. aftercare is big.
Would so. I come out of this and say that I'm, like, a BDSM lifestylist? I mean, not at this juncture, but, like... You know, I do want to, like, share more of my feedback with the folks there and, like, kind of try to understand, like, if the kind of things that I'm thinking about it and my experience with it is similar to anybody else's, right? Like, you have this kind of, like, now research phase of being like, okay, these are the things I went through.
Well, maybe how some typical people are will these go things? To, or maybe some people have gone to just anything
yeah.
like this and they want to talk about it on our show.
Yeah.
And we want to,
absolutely.
We want to encourage. Great. So we're going to have Siren Vandali, who is an Australian sex educator. We're going to have her on our show probably by next week, I'd say. Right. We just have to coordinate the time difference,
time
basically.
Change, yeah.
So we're going to have her on our show next week to talk about all things that, and also probably Big Mouth, because we're both Big Mouth dorks.
Yes!
And then coming up, we'll also have a couple other guests. I'm going to try to have Rachel come on and a few. I really want to have some awesome Rachel. Ladies come yeah. to the show. I'm going to see if maybe BJ will come on. Just some really strong ladies. And if anybody's interested in coming on and to talk to us about maybe their experiences, or maybe yeah. they're willing to go to, you know, one of the, I'm sorry, what's the space called? The space that holds these
well,
nights, decadence?
Well, right. So I don't know if that's like the name. So the party I went to, I believe, is called the Impulse Party. That's the all-inclusive one. They
okay.
have men's parties, which I think are called Corrosion.
Right, Corrosion.
And
okay.
then the Femdom parties,
yep.
which I don't remember the name of those. They had their own name as well. So,
okay, so there's three different types of parties,
right.
essentially. One's Femdom, one
right.
is male-male, and all the other one is everything inclusive.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to go to one of those parties, maybe report back to us on their experience. I'd be very interested to hear. I think it's... So I actually have some follow-up questions for you about this. I wanted to know a couple things. Like, one, if you get there and say you're there alone, and people... You're not really supposed to talk in this space, right? Like, as they're... Right, in the play space. So say you... Say that's where everybody is. Everybody's in the play space, and everybody's sitting around. How do you establish with somebody that you want... that you maybe that you're a sub or that you're a dom and that you are open and willing, or that maybe you have a partner but you're open, is there anything indicating, like, so, do they have little bracelets that say like, hey, I'm a sub or I'm a dom?
No, they don't.
I know that sounds silly, but like sometimes in spaces like that, like especially when it's your first time and you're awkward, like if you wanted to walk up and approach somebody and ask them something, it, you know, I wonder how to do that. You know what I mean?
So I'll say two things around that. One is, for the all-inclusive party, I would say that the sexuality for the all-inclusive party is BDSM. And the, like, the people who run this place may or may not agree with like me describing it that way. But I mean that in a specific way, is that this isn't a sex party as such, right? This is a party where you explore... BDSM elements in your own life, in your own psyche.
So nobody has sex at this thing.
I didn't witness any, like, typical sex. I definitely don't think penetrative sex is encouraged. Or, so I missed, full disclosure, I missed, and I really feel bad about this. I should have asked for, like, a repeat. But, like, we had been given a lot of info before when we went there. But I missed half of the, like, pre... So they have, before they open the room kind of explanation.
So you don't even know the answer. No, I know the answer. Like, there's not supposed to be sex there.
Right, yeah. That's what I thought. And that's...
It's not a sex party. It's a BDSM party.
And it doesn't have that feeling. So, like, I'll say the people that are working there, you get what the scene is about fairly quickly. And it's... And if that appeals to you, like, I can see how one would go again and again. And I will say that it does appeal to me to a degree, not as, like, something I want to do all the time kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. I get it. I mean, I'm like, a shy person when it comes to stuff like that, so I'm still, like, I would probably not want to go to a party before I went to, like, maybe see Master Joshua again or something like that.
I will say this, is that, like, I believe for whatever slut I am, I've never been to a party as such where, you know, there's at least sexual themes, whether or not you want to call it sex, like, there, you know, there is an amount of sexuality that is on display and happening, and obviously the voyeurism and exhibitionism is exciting. And, like, you can't deny, like, all of the eroticism with this, obviously. Like, I don't, you know, it's not meant to be sterile either.
Yeah, like, it's not like the music putting on your gloves and, like...
The music is sexy, the lighting is low, it has a great vibe.
You're having an experience with somebody's body, and your level of nudity is up to you. So, obviously, there is a level of sexuality to it, but the end goal is not to come.
No, it's about total body more than it is about, like...
Your genitals. It has nothing to do with your genitals. I mean, it could have... Say somebody, you know, is in a... whatchamacallit? Why is my brain so high?
Chastity belt.
A chastity belt. Like, yes, that's a level to it, but that also is the idea of you're not allowed to touch it. So, like, that then includes genitals, but it's still not necessarily...
But those are also, like individuals... sub-dom relationships.
Right,
like,
exactly.
There were people there that were given rules by their doms, or I don't like the word master, I'm not gonna lie, it's not my favorite word, but you know, doms who basically said, you know, you're either allowed to play, you know, with other doms, or you're not allowed to play with other doms, you know? And I found all of the culture of that, because when you think about it, and this is my, like, tick in the pro box for BDSM lifestylist, at least as long as it carries over to all other aspects of their sex life, is that there's so much negotiation about what's being done, and when we talk about what's problematic with some of these, like, Me Too moments that have been going on, is really just the lack of communication about what kind of sex people are having. And this is not going to be a scene where anything is going to surprise you. Even when Master Joshua, like, came to ask me about the note, he said exactly what he would be doing, you know, about how long it would be, so I would have an understanding, and then obviously how do I tap out if I need to tap out, you know? And I think that that is refreshing, and it can be exciting, because you really, like, I saw a negotiation of a scene by two people who had never met each other before, mm-hmm. figure out a flogging scene, you know, with a very respectful, like, initial approach, would you be interested in doing the scene with me, like, kind of thing.
This kind of reminds me of wrestling.
Right.
Because, like, you get to a show, and then you have to, like, figure out what your moves are, and, like, nice. What it is that you're gonna act out in mm. front of these people who are essentially mm. watching, mm. that may later participate or not. Like, it's just, like, such an interesting... And then also, like, the physicality of, like, I'm hurting your body, but not super bad.
Yeah.
In exchange for this entertainment. And I know it's... One is, like, a like an actual, like, entertainment, and the other one is, like, a physical...
Therapeutic.
Therapy or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But therapy and entertainment go hand in hand sometimes. So it just... It, I don't know. The overlapping is insane to me. And the fact that I get booked as a dominatrix obviously makes me giggle. There is an overlap to it, clearly. You know, I've come up with a whip in fucking Syracuse. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, you know what? I'd be curious, because I feel like, you know, people... I wish I had talked to more people. I guess one of, like, my criticisms, and not for the people who run the establishment, is maybe more for some of the individuals that go, is that, you know, especially if you're, like, a frequent, like, participant in these things.
Frequent flyer.
And you're at the social event, like, when new people come, recognize it's a really difficult situation to come up and talk to people. And, like, you know, maybe think of, like, spotting.
Try to include, like, yeah, the new people.
Like, who is the seemingly
it's like,
shyest.
It's like being in high school and being in the lunchroom, and a new person comes in, and you can either be a dick and just ignore them and make them struggle and figure it out on their own, and then basically what you're doing is saying, okay, you can come up to each one of us, and we're going to test you out, and then we'll decide if you can belong in our circle or not.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, hey, we're welcoming here. I notice you're new. What's your name? What are you about? What are you here to experience?
And again, the establishment itself, everybody down to the coat check person was like super like, oh, I notice you're new here. How are you? Well, where are you coming from?
And like, that's great. And you'd expect that from those, like, I've met those people. They're all really fantastic. So like, I totally wouldn't expect anything less, but it does suck when there's people that just can't navigate the social space. And it's unfortunate that like, that could suffer because of it. You know, a newbie might walk out before it's even playtime because of it, you know?
I mean, my broader point is, like, it's clear to me that some people are there with, like, objectives. Either they want to grow in their practice, or they want to grow in their exploration, and that even their exploration... You know, it's like when I'm asked, like, kind of, like, the why are you here question, I'm not sure how to answer it yet. My answer is still kind of defaulting to the exploration, like category, because like I don't know what to make of it, like, in my mind, like, you know, I'm a curious enough person, and I've done enough BDSM activities throughout my life course, you know, that, like,
I get my ass beat all the time, but I still don't dress up like a kitty cat in leather and go get spanked with, like, a legit whip.
However,
that does appeal to me too, like, both sides appeal to me, but I understand why, like, BDSM is also, I don't want to say not accessible, but it's harder to access anything when there's costumes, when there's, like, say people, like, you know, they want, like, a latex costume, or they like masks, and they like to play with certain types of leather whips, or they like to use vegan leather whips, or whatever it is. Yeah. That shit costs money.
I'm like, supply it, and I'm down for it.
Listen, like, I have a little fetish kit that I had from back in the day, and that shit was, like, even that, and that has, like, the most janky-ass shit in it, and, like, a couple things were legit, like, I will say. Like, there was some cool rope and shit in that, but, like, that was like $120 for, like, you know.
Well,
so
and I'll say that is
cheap.
That is what's nice about being able.
Is there like a fucking wait? Hold on.
Yeah,
is there like a little like like meetup where people could like a swap meet of like BDS. Is there a BDSM swap meet so that people can give away like their gently used leather shit?
I don't know, but if anybody's listening to this and knows,
can we make like a Toys for Tots, but like a Toys for Doms? Absolutely. And like people can like, you know, because honestly, it doesn't matter.
Toys for Tops.
Toys for Tops. Yay! Oh my god, we're gonna make a Toys for Tops BDSM drive, and we're gonna help new baby BDSM.
I have a new one who wants to actually go to the sex shop, but like needs something affordable, and I'm like, well,
and it, we have to go. And people could always, you know, donate their stuff into us, and we could like a brand, for example, and we could have them test it out and give reviews. Whatever. I'm just saying, like, it isn't very cheap. No. Like, I remember one of the first fetish expos I went to was in Providence, and I went. A big reason I went was because I was very interested in BDSM and like watching people get tied up with the ropes, like in that, in like a, you know, that fucking, I know there's a word for it, but it's just like sexy ass way.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to see like, you know, the people in their like horse outfits, like being like carried, you know, like carrying someone on their back. Like that shit intrigues me because it's not something I'm normally a part of. Like I said, I get my ass whipped with like a hand.
Yeah.
So like I was, you know, I wanted to go, and I still think it was like $45 for the ticket just to get in. Oh, and then there's like things that like there's all these vendors you want to buy from, and there's, you know,
well,
it's not cheap. So like I'll say like that's why I understand why some people might be like wanting to do it and get into it, but may not actually have the tools to or the money.
Well, and I will say in that respect, that's where this is actually kind of a decent resource, right?
Because then you get to go use
and like, they the provide stuff, you know, there was an assortment of you know, like definitely at the very least, I should have investigated them more, but like, you know, beginner paddles and like small floggers.
And then you also have the people there to assist you in how to use them, which is really cool.
And people who had them, and like if, you know, the people that work there are associated with going frequently, they, you know, they are very approachable. I feel like there was one person that I would have probably asked to do a scene if I had stayed longer, but I was a little, like, I don't want to say I was emotionally overwhelmed, but I was definitely, like, I was reeling a little bit after the demo, and I was, like, then incredibly horny. Mm. Like, incredibly, like, I want to fuck like a rock star kind of thing. But, like, in this case, I wanted to get fucked like a rock star.
Which you don't normally get fucked, right?
No.
You're not a
And this
fucked.
Was, like, an insatiable,
I don't
like,
want to say you're not a bottom. I don't like it. Top and bottom is hard to even use at this point because it's like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, but you don't usually, you're not the penetratee, if you will.
Right.
You're it's the penetrator. Like
one that's in the movie.
Which sounds like a fucking
Transformer.
A Transformer, exactly. The penetrator. Tour, and it like transforms into like this big phallic object. It's just like,
oh my gosh. Truth.
It goes from like a hand looking thing to like a fucking, anyways,
that would be a great way to hide like sex toys around your house, like Transformers like the double S knickknacks.
We just came out with a new line of fucking toys too, all on this podcast. We came up with vacuum cleaner cunt. We came up with Transformer hidden dildos for.
Wait, does the vacuum cleaner come with a HIPAA filter?
Comes with the hepatitis
or whatever.
Filter.
What are those filters called? Not HIPAA.
HIPAA filter.
HEPA.
Hepatitis?
No.
I have no clue what the fuck we're talking about now. All right, so you were horny, and then I don't want to like rush you, but we have about 5 minutes for you to tell us this.
I mean,
do we save it for next week?
I mean, we could save it for whenever. Well, I feel I like, did you talk to about anything this week?
I didn't have anything to talk about.
Well, so, you know.
No, I don't want to rush you though through this story because it's kind of hot.
I know, it's true. I mean, all I can say is it involved getting a really nice big bag of green.
I can't believe you're telling people that part.
Oh.
No, all right, now you gotta tell the
story. Wait, now I can't tell? Oh, shit. Well, is it bad? Should I not tell?
No, it's not bad. It's hilarious. You're just not usually the one. Okay, so Truth Zone, I'm usually the one that produces weed and other treats with my cunt.
Yeah. I used my cunt this time.
You used your cunt this time.
Yeah.
Your pussy got us some fucking weed.
Yeah, pussy weed.
Pussy weed. off. Broad City, I mean, shout out right
so,
there.
You know, I went to this place, and I'm just not going to blow up the spot of all these clubs in New York.
No, but like, let me tell you right now, I am so jealous that I don't have a thing like this that I could go to in some safe way where I feel like consent would actually be listened to. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's really too bad.
Well, that's not necessarily the case at this place. All right. Either.
That's not funny, though. But that's not funny.
No, it's not funny. You shouldn't condone that. But like, I don't condone it.
But I'm sure it's way different.
I do a lot of correction when I'm at places like
we
that.
Would be trafficked and, like, you know, like, ass would end up in, like, Czechoslovakia getting sold on the street by the end of a night like that. You know what I mean? Whereas, like, you at least go out with, like, some dignity and cum in your butt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so it's a fucking place where you can go into all these different types of rooms where there's just like dudes fucking, it's like a bathhouse kind of, but like it's just dudes fucking. A bathhouse without a bath, and it's like, it's whatever, you can just walk through these rooms, and it's like some of them are dark and you just feel around for bodies, and some of them are bright and you feel and you look around for cock, and then some of them are like the gangbang room where Aaron gets fucked by a bunch of fucking hot dudes for a fucking bag of weed left in his locker like a fucking champion. Like, my ass would get robbed. Not only would I not get the weed after, they would have also stolen from me. Like, that's what would have happened to me if that happened.
It was kind of like...
And I'd still be left with five loads in my fucking cooter. God damn it.
It was kind of a stellar moment. And what I love about this place is, like, the way I love to describe it to people, and if you want to know where it is, hit us up at screenpodcast@gmail.com. Because I'm happy to escort anybody who is curious going. And this is another place. If you don't want to play, you have to be a little bit firmer, because we're talking a lot of nonverbal communication, right? These are kind of dark. Imagine if the offices that you worked at were a place you actually wanted to go. So essentially the space is like a cleared out like office building that's been turned into like sex rooms. It is hilarious. It's like, imagine if the cubicles were glory holes instead of cubicles.
Oh my god.
And legit, that's there. So like,
oh, I love
you know
that.
What I'm saying? Like,
it's... I had sex at work once.
Mm.
Anyways, go on.
No, it's cool. It's you know, it's intimidating because it's male sexuality on 1000%.
Okay, fuck the fucking place. If people want to know about it, they're going to hit us up.
Okay.
Tell me about the gangbang, please.
Okay, so this guy, like, starts squeezing my butt and, like, kind of looks at me, and that's kind of how consent works. If you smile, like, keep squeezing my butt. If you're, like, if you're frowning, stop squeezing my butt.
All right.
Most people get that. And so, you know, he's, like, telling me I got a hot pussy and all this stuff, and, like...
Pussy meaning your asshole, yeah, for people right. that are confused in this
So,
moment.
Like, this isn't every gay person's favorite way to have their butthole described. I am pretty indifferent because I don't care about gender in that way, and I think it's pretty hot, especially if they think it's hot. Like, why not? Like, you want to get me ready to get fucked? Like, let's talk about it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I call my... cunt my gaping hole, and most women that's aren't true. Like, oh, stuff my gaping hole with your big frat cock, daddy, you know, like, that's not, like, the typical, so I feel you.
Well, anyways. So he was like, let me fuck you, and I was like, well, and he's like, I noticed some hesitance on your part, and I was like, well, meanwhile, we're in a dark space, and this dude's wearing sunglasses. I just want to point out, this was the Mac Daddy.
The Terminator.
This was the Mac Daddy of all daddies with, like, the thickest piece of cock I've seen in a very long time. And I'm like, my hesitance was around the size of his penis. I didn't, like, it wasn't like that the desire wasn't there. And he was like, look, I'll sweeten the deal or some kind of nonsense. And oh, I was like, God. What? He was like, so he had actually, like... He had heard me say that I, like, really wanted to go out and smoke a blunt, like,
oh, okay.
that I was going to leave. So he's like, you know, so I know you smoke up, like, what if I got you a bag of green?
Oh my god, this is my fucking dream.
And you let me and, like, two other guys that work here fuck you.
Hell yes.
And I was like, wait, you all work here? So that was my first, like, surprise, like, of the evening. And I was like, wow, what a weird perk to work at a place that, like, after a certain hour and your shift is over, you can just...
take out your dick and fuck things. For bags of weed.
Yeah. So, like, at this point, I was like, fuck, I don't know if I'll get a bag of weed out of this. But he was like, don't worry, when you leave, you'll have it. And I was like, okay.
So, yo, respect. He, like, seriously came through. That's dope. Because
he did.
He didn't have to.
He did. Because, like, when I saw what I had agreed to do, I was...
Because typically people are like, show it to me ahead of time or they don't agree to anything. Yeah. And I understand that. That's a good way to, like, keep yourself safe from getting fucked over. But at the same time, you wanted to do it anyways because you were already all stimulated.
Well, at this point, right. So I would say...
So you're like, bag of weed or not, I don't care. I'm getting fucked.
I was like, okay, so here's the challenge. And it was relatable to the early in the evening thing because I was, like, imagining me, like... getting my, like, back ready to be flogged by, like, Master Joshua. So, in this case, I was, like...
So, you're going to push yourself beyond your own boundaries.
Like, I'm going to be, like, oh, well, I don't normally do this. But, like, in this case, like, I feel like I had released, like, whatever was, like, you know, whatever cork was in my asshole, like, all sort of thing.
So... You did mental poppers.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, like, a mental popper. Nice.
And I went, and I was able to say yes, and I wanted to say yes, so there you have it.
So
and
three dudes.
Yep.
Three dudes, one Aaron.
Three dudes, one Aaron.
No cup.
One was, like, a reluctant versatile, and he didn't, like, really, like, wasn't able to shoot his load until, he got a little bit of play in his own asshole, so, but that was cool, and then... The third one was the daddy who had set the whole thing up.
And, he wanted that cream pie.
He wanted the sloppy thirds, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I definitely
usually
felt...
the one that facilitates it is the one that is super into sliding their dick into something that's already been cummed into.
Yeah, I felt pretty trashy.
Yeah, that's hot. But I love being a cum hole though. It's so hot.
You know. Ugh. Prep, made an appointment to get checked out. It was like, you know, for me, like, it's like I've never kind of, like, felt like I could, like, let some of those desires unfold. And, you know, you have to find your own limits
and boundaries. And, you know, gonorrhea is a simple pill.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's other concerns. We all
sure,
know,
fine.
But...
I know. I shouldn't just dismiss it, but I can't stress enough how being on PrEP is really such a helpful piece of the puzzle when it comes to if you really are a person that is not into using protection.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of people out there, or maybe in just that one experience. Now listen, that one experience that you just have to have the cream pie galore, fine, but you could still get fucking HIV from that one experience.
Right.
So if you can alleviate at least that out of the piece of the puzzle, you keep yourself so much safer.
And it's not 100%.
Safer.
So like, let's be real.
I know. Nothing's 100%, but I'm just saying, like, I want to shout out Empire. Empire discussed fucking being on PrEP.
Hell yeah, they did.
With their fucking storyline recently, like, not just last week.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Cookie Lion had the whole, like, oh no, my baby's gonna get HIV because her man had fucking, you know, he was at the status of undetected. And she was like, what does that mean? She did her research.
Yeah.
She still was like, yo, I'm just scared because I can't have my baby lose you. And then she did the, like, yo, I got you. I understand this. And it was sick to see that.
They did a
show.
Nice job with it.
I didn't expect that. And I really was like, wow, they did a good job with that. And that brings a huge portion of America to the information of there is something called HIV PrEP.
Yeah.
You can go on to make sure that if you put yourself in riskier situations or if you are with a partner that might have HIV, for example, you are not going to get it.
Yeah.
Necessarily.
Yeah.
And that's what 98% or whatever.
Hey, look.
You know, I don't know what the percentage is. But do your research. But I'm just saying, like, I'm such an advocate for it, and I really think that if you are someone who is like, listen, I'm coming into some form of my sexuality where I'm playing more or I'm exploring more and I really want to, you know, do this thing that really puts me or someone else in a riskier situation. Yeah. As far as your status goes, I absolutely think that it's something you should consider
and,
doing.
And I'll tell you what, a lot of people there were very safety first. So, like, my experiences with these scenes is that there's a lot of different things that can be negotiated, and there's a lot of harm reduction, and most people are very respectful of that. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, you have to take your sexuality into your own hands. Sometimes you feel like being a slut. I get that. There was more than 50 people at this place who were all everyday people. So we can't lie and say these things don't exist. There's nothing to be gained by shaming people other than them trying to push it more and more into the dark. All we can do is say, hey, look.
Is say, hey, push it more and more into your butt by using these preventative things.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
you know, obviously, and be fucking aware. Put a condom on, but I'm just saying, if you're a person yeah. that ain't gonna do that, because there are those people that are right. like, bitch, I'd rather die than wear a condom. I'm like, alright.
Be aware
but
of the
don't kill
rest.
People in the process, right. too. You know what I'm saying?
And beware of the risks, and beware of that what that means, you know, and the responsibility with those risks. That's all I'll say, you know, to that. But it was fucking hot.
Oh
and that's
God.
The other flip side. It was
yeah,
like,
why do we always have to bring it back to, like, can we just have a naughty
like,
convo and not talk
I know.
About it? I know. It's my fault because I always want to just, like...
We have some way of a responsibility to talk
do.
About that. Like, both sides. I don't want to, you know, it's like...
Yeah, this isn't a smut channel. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to... Like, there's no point in slut-shaming reality. Like, it's...
But the honest truth is that you really probably wouldn't have done that. Pre-Truvada, honestly.
No, definitely not.
I mean, let's be honest.
Definitely
you,
not.
Unless you really truly knew who every single person was in that fucking scenario, and then it wouldn't
Absolutely.
Have been the level of what it was. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So, like,
no,
100%.
I mean, there
like,
was a huge risk. I understood it. I was prepared to make the arrangements to deal with it.
Well, there's also a huge risk in giving your body to three big-ass
yeah.
men, because you
I'm
said
sorry,
the way you described them is that they were all, like, you know, big, bulky-ass dudes that
yeah.
were, like, definitely...
Yeah,
they like,
were definitely
Ain't
super
no
muscular.
Twinks fucking you, you
nah.
know what I mean? So, like, all like they could
yeah.
have, they could have held you down and been rotten potato to you.
I mean,
know?
As it was, they were definitely, like, expanding my, like, yoga abilities. I love it with, like...
You're like,
you know,
long don't bend that way.
People, like really do start grabbing your limbs and trying to position you ways where, like, I just joke and I say, I'm not shaped like that.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, what porno did you watch? Jesus.
I know. Man. I was like,
I mean,
I'm
pretty flexible, so it doesn't
I mean,
end up
I am too,
but
there's a fucking limitation.
Nah, yeah.
You know, and I'm much more, like, flexible than a lot of my peer group, let's be honest. But,
oh, of course. But you also don't look like you're in your peer group. You look a lot younger.
This
you
guy
are.
In the train station said I was 26 today. What a sweetheart.
What a specific number.
Yeah.
Not 25.
No,
26. 26.
You said 26.
Very interesting.
I was like, what would you guess? Because he was like, you know, you look like you're in your 20s. I was like, well, really? What, like, what part of my 20s? Because you know, you like, got a like 29. It's like, all right, fine.
Well, yeah,
but
you're
like,
saying I look 30.
Right.
Politely.
And like, that's fine, too. Like, I'm happy to look 30.
I feel like lately I look busted rabbi olio.
Hey,
head to toe.
You know, it's also that time of, like, the daylight hours are getting shorter. It's like...
Yo, I'm trying to complain, and
oh,
you're, like, dismissive.
I'm
trying
I'm
to
sorry.
Tell you I look... I feel some kind of way about my looks.
All right, let me acknowledge you. I hear what you're saying. I appreciate what
nah,
you're
saying. Nah, it's totally fine. I mean, whatever. I still sell pictures of me shoving things in my butt for money, so...
Nice.
It always makes me
Wait,
feel better.
Wait, what did you shove in your butt for money?
I don't think I have anything.
No.
Oh, no, no, there is one
Does
video.
Any, oh, there's a butt
my
video?
My fingers and,
oh.
like, licking it off after and stuff, you know.
Really?
Ass to mouth? Obviously. Oh. Yeah, it's, does it count as ass to mouth if it's your own, like, ass? I mean, if it's your own fingers? Like,
yeah.
doesn't there need to be, like, another, like, somebody else's dick or something?
Why? I just think it's about the action of something being that was in your ass and being in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, dildo ass to mouth is a big category.
Maybe I should change the name. Wait, do I put it in? maybe that's a different video. I don't know. I need to start paying more attention and, like, being more profitable because mama need to eat.
Yeah, that's true.
My birthday is December 1st.
Oh,
I
yeah.
take payment in the form of...
passport.
I need a passport. I need some food. Weed. I need latex-free condoms. Skin is okay. SKYN, that brand
yeah,
is decent.
I know that brand.
Anything that you... I don't care. I'll take any kind of latex-free condoms, because, yo, that shit make my pussy burn! And sometimes you just gotta fuck, and you don't want to have unprotected sex, obviously, and you need to just use latex,
yeah.
and then for 3 days you're down for the count, and it's terrible.
I know. It's like, it's
so,
like if your pussy's gonna burn from not using a condom and getting an STD.
May as well just, you may as well just burn from fucking not using one. Yeah.
You might as well burn from chlamydia. Wow.
Might as well, at least the sex feels a little bit better, you know what I mean? For
we are
fucking sake.
Terrible.
I know.
JK.
No, I'm asking, that's, shut up, we're going back to my birthday. List. I want SKYN condoms, and then I also need I need makeup. So, like, Sephora gift cards, Tarte makeup is really what I dig, but you obviously don't know my color, and I don't know it either right now because I, like, change colors every day. Like, I feel like I'm so white today, and I'll be tan tomorrow. I don't know what happens. But, yeah, so, like, That's what I need. So yeah, holler at me. I'll be 31. For what? For me?
No, for me.
No, you don't get shit on my birthday.
Oh, that's true.
Please.
When's my birthday?
February.
Okay.
All bitch, right. Quiet. All right, so I think we're done. We're officially almost at an hour. Nobody's going to listen to this, and that's quite all right, because fuck yourselves.
You should, though.
No, actually, people have been listening.
There's a lot of information in this
Shout episode. Out to the people that listened Shout recently. Out.
Yeah,
the thanks. New people.
Yeah.
I'm going to start shouting you out. If you have been listening to my podcast, our podcast, I sound like a fucking asshole. I want you to message us on Instagram at the Screw Podcast or email us at screwpodcast@gmail.com or whatever. Just message us somewhere and be like, yo, give me a shout out on your show. And we will give shout outs at the end of our show, Nella, or at the beginning. And then eventually we're going to set up a Patreon. You can give us money for this shit. I'm just fucking kidding. All right, we're going to stop talking. Bye.
At Byers Volkswagen, we've been family-owned since 1897. Built on trust, driven by innovation, and now buying your next Volkswagen is easier than ever. Shop online, customize your deal, and finalize everything from home. Just stop by to pick up the keys.
Right now, drive home a new 2025 Volkswagen Atlas for 3.9% APR for up to 60 months.
The next generation shops online, and we're driving with them at ColumbusVW.com. Or visit us by the airport. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 9/2/25.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.